Starting next week, NBC's Stan Kenton concert will be heard 1 hour earlier over most of these same stations. This is Radcliffe Hall in New York, inviting you to join us for another Stan Kenton concert. A man and his orchestra synonymous with music that is new, vigorous, and refreshingly different. Stan and the orchestra were to do their concert direct from the Nightingale Ballroom in Kokona, Wisconsin, where they are appearing right now. But unfortunately, broadcast line difficulties made this impossible. For you and Stan and the orchestra listening in, we present a varied and unusual Stan Kenton concert from his own transcribed library. First, from Sketches on Standards, a striking collection of everybody's favorites, here's Stan Kenton, the orchestra, and featuring Bob Burgess on trombone, Over the Rainbow. Over the Rainbow, imaginatively embellished and warmly colored. Another from the gallery of favorites, here's Begin the Begin.
Thank you.
The capacity of Mr. Kenton to create new sounds is virtually unlimited, and his versatility extends from modern to symphonic to the best in dance music. An example of the modern now from the New Concepts album, Invitation for Guitar and Trumpet. Sal Salvador on guitar and the fiery trumpet of Maynard Ferguson. Mr. Kenton, the beat. It's interesting to note, and this as yet has not been released publicly, that the world-famous Sadler Wells Ballet has requested some of the Kenton scores for inclusion as a permanent feature in their world-famous ballet company. This certainly should prove provocative, combining the most advanced modern music writing with the choreography of what is recognized as one of the finest ballet companies in the world. An example of the modern symphonic type styling of Kenton is next with Soliloquy. Thank you. Soliloquy, a complex product, termed by Kenton as a journey into the subconscious. And now familiar melody lines, asked for again and again on the dance floor of audiences, Pennies from Heaven. Thank you. reminder now that starting next week, our concerts will be heard 1 hour earlier in their new summer series, and many exciting programs will be broadcast, including several while Stan and the orchestra are touring in Europe. Be with us each week for Modern America's Man of Music. Prologue is defined in Webster's as an introduction or preface. Here then is Stan Kenton and the orchestra with their prologue, The Story of an Orchestra.
This is an orchestra, a group of musicians gathered together because of a belief in a particular music. Like all orchestras, this organization is unique in that the artistic ideal is far more important than personal differences. These musicians, for this instance, came from all corners of America. The character of the music to follow is the result of their understanding and adjustment to each other. Some of this music is written, some is improvised. There are times when a musician will express his individuality and other moments when he will melt with the rest to create an organized sound. This is a cross-section view of this orchestra. Some musicians love to create sounds of percussion. They like to melt them with a melody. They have the ability to bring to life strong rhythmic swing and pour it into others. That's a rhythm section. Takes a bass player. Ours, Don Bagley. Another guy, he loves a melody just as he loves a beat. A guitar player, Sal Salvador. Another, a strong, determined will, continued spirit, a great obligation to the beat. A drummer, Stan Levy. Some musicians are not content just to play an instrument in an orchestra. This guy arranges, he composes, he wants to be a leader. Someday he will. Bill Russo. A young guy, Keith Moon. Some musicians have a zest for happy excitement. This fellow has few, if any, quiet, moody moments. His trombone playing is an honest reflection of himself. Frank Rossellino. Necessary to an orchestra is the constant presence of young musicians with their eager enthusiasm that are just getting started. Guys like trumpeters Reuben McFall and Don Dennis. An orchestra needs good first chairmen. They're like sergeants to an army. They've studied, they know how, they help their men, and they show how, like our first saxophone player, Vinnie Dean. Tenor saxophone of Bill Holman playing now. He represents a talent that is discontented with music of the present. He's anxious over the future. He writes, he orchestrates too. Within the group of personalities that make up an orchestra, it's also necessary that we have guys that are willing to be happy and swing at the drop of a hat. Richie Komuka. An asset to any group like this is the presence of versatility, a musician capable of creating all moods. At the moment, warm, melding, personal sounds. Connie Condoli. Within any group of musicians, you'll find men who are in constant study. It seems that perfection is not enough. They want even more. They're intent on achieving greater heights. Fellows like Lee Konitz. Then there's a baritone saxophone, but in the case of this instrument, I'd like to be personal. The fellow playing here has been a part of every sound since this orchestra began, Bob Geoga. A great first trumpet player, besides his schooling, technique and experience, must possess wonderful physical stamina. They're sometimes referred to as workhorses. Meet ours, Buddy Childers. A bass trombone is the bottom of an orchestra. Wait a minute, George Roberts. I said bottom. That's better. A first trombone can take black notes from dead paper and bring wonderful life to them. Meet ours, Bob Burgess. And we're lucky because we have one capable of stirring great feelings of fire. Maynard Ferguson. I'm Stan Kenton. I'm the piano player and I'm the leader. The guys call me the old man. They look to me for many things. A plan, final decisions, encouragement, and oh yes, another thing. Money. With high regard and respect for each other's individuality,
The ingredients in the variety of a group of personalities can make a music wide in scope, from tender, soft sounds to screaming, crashing dissonance. This is an orchestra!
NBC has brought you another Stan Kenton concert, tonight from his transcribed library.